Yes, to manage by every charity and every Jesus, especially if I'm going to pay. Because people without faith, you can't, you're not going to get anywhere if you don't believe in Krishna. That means you trust Krishna. If you don't trust Krishna, we don't trust the guru, we don't trust the process, you're not going to get anything. You're going to get what you do. That's karma, you can get what you do. Vietnam, the bike and game, comes to the tiger, the family, you know, you get whatever you give, Krishna gets what you do. So this will be a summary of the whole chapter, the last verse of every chapter is a summary. It's quite important, you know, to read that. In this chapter, from verse 2 to the end, the word Mayi Kavesha Mano Yema, fixing the mind on me, through Yetu Dharma Mitam Idam, this religion of eternal engagement. The Supreme Lord has explained the process of transcendental service for approaching Him. Such processes are very, very dear to the Lord, and He accepts a person engaged in the question of who is better, one who is engaged in the path of impersonal Brahma, or one who is engaged in personal service of the Lord, was raised by Arjuna. And the Lord replied to him so explicitly that there is no doubt that devotional service to the personality of Godhead is the best of all processes of spiritual realization. In other words, in this chapter it is decided that through good association one develops attachment for pure devotional service and thereby accepts a bona fide spiritual master, and from him begins to hear and chant and observe the regulated principles of devotional service with faith. With faith, attachment and devotion are thus become, it becomes engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This path is recommended in this chapter. Therefore, there is no doubt that devotional service is the only absolute path of self-realization for the attainment of the Supreme Personality of God. Impersonalist conception of the Supreme Absolute Truth, as described in this chapter, is recommended only up to the point in time one can surrender himself to devotional self-realization. In other words, as long as one does not have the chance to associate with a pure devotee, the impersonal conception may be beneficial. In the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, one works without fruitive results, meditates, and cultivates knowledge to understand spirit and matter. This is necessary as long as one is not in association with the devotee. Fortunately, if one develops directly a desire to engage in the Krishna consciousness, in pure devotional service, he does not need to undergo step-by-step improvements in spiritual realization. Devotional service is described in the middle six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita as more congenial. One need not bother about materials to keep body and mind and soul together, because by the grace of the Lord, everything is carried out automatically. Thus ended Bhaktivedanta Purport in the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the matter of devotional service. Om Jnana Kamyanda Sagana Vinashwana Kapha Chaksura Mili Kanyena Kasmai Shri Gurudeva. So, thank you all. I just have one thing. My younger brother left his body a few days ago. He wasn't in very good condition, so it was too late. Everybody just pray a little bit that it should be a little bit. Of course, having a devotee in the family is supposed to liberate so many generations. But I don't know if I'm that much of a devotee. I live a devotee in the brain. We want to help everybody. So our family members, they benefit automatically, even if they're not here. So, now, this is an important time coming. Who knows what, November 28th? Gita Jayanti, right? It's early, everything is on. So Gita Jayanti means the day that Krishna actually spoke the Bhagavad Gita. So we Organization efforts have been Giga Yambia, and usually the purpose of that is to get many, many people to sponsor distribution of other people's. Also, many devotees just try to distribute, because it's very America, distribute that day more and more by other occasions. So I hope everybody is. And if you're not able to do that, give one to somebody, just study it more that day. Take it very seriously. Because it's the most important book, it's Krishna's words. Remember how to grow the Bhagavad Gita, so many other books, so called esoteric or higher. The Bhagavad Gita is unlimited because it's Krishna. So I wanted to just talk about one program that our Vaisheshika Prabhu has started. And I'm sorry, I don't know the internet reference. I tried to find it. They have a big club. It's called CHAD. CHAD. Anybody heard of it? It stands for Chapter a Day. So everybody has taken a vow, a policy to at least read one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. Even if it's just English, just the Sanskrit, but at least that much. Now, everybody's probably heard of the Gita Mahatma and all the glories of chanting one chapter, each chapter. And it says even if you chant one verse, and it says even if you chant half a verse, and it says even if you chant one line, you can get so many benefits. And most of those are benefits of helping your ancestors to get out of hell and, things like that. But one thing that Prabhupada has given us, many things, that if when we're doing deity worship, it's very hard not to make some kind of offense to our nature, our conscious body, by the highest standard of what deity worship should be. But by chanting one chapter about the Gita, nullify any offenses you make with deity worship. So that's important, chanting and everything we do. And so there's thousands of devotees now who are signed up, and they have this website where they get together and talk about any chapter. Some just read chapter one, chapter two, like go through it again and again. Some just read one chapter over and over again, then you'll gradually memorize that chapter automatically. In any case, it has unlimited benefit. On the webpage, we'll find so many, specific things that are mentioned. Anybody just think of it. It's like chapter 12, there's only 20 verses. So how long does that take? If you just read the Sanskrit, maybe 10 minutes. Just read the English. Or if you just read both, it would be 15 minutes. Even if you read chapter 18 or chapter 2, those are 72 verses, only 15, 20 minutes. So it's not like impossible. And it said, if you start this policy and then for 21 days you do it, it'll become a fixed up habit. I've been doing it now for a couple of weeks after I heard my guys talk about it to me now. I used to do it a lot, but I never made it a strict policy. It's a very nice thing to think, oh, now I have to read my own chapter, just go through all the chapters, find out that many of them might have read many times before, but they never have it. Some of them haven't read very much. But find out how much ocean or nectar or wine or whatever you want to call it. Nectar is in the Bhagavad Gita. Really connect with Krishna. Distributing the Bhagavad Gita, reading the Bhagavad Gita, teaching the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, no one is more dear to me, and no one will ever be more dear to me than one who teaches the secrets of the devotees. Now, in the pure Vaishnavas, everyone is a devotee. You don't have to look for pure devotees. When it says we should not preach to the envious, that means the really nasty people who are not just ordinary, everybody's envious, but people people that just say, I don't believe this, this is, you know, they blaspheme. We don't want to tell them anything, because then they blaspheme more. But people that are, will listen, willing to hear something, willing to take the book home, anything like that, they, so much benefit is that the book, everybody's concerned. So we have this, December is a month when all over the world devotees and we make special effort to distribute books. In December we're just distributing 25,000 books. And that way they get sponsors. Many, when Maharaji, a young girl in Bombay, she just goes everywhere and asks people to sponsor her and give it to me. It's so many sponsored books, and she sells them cheap, or she gives them to an orphanage, or something like that. You know, the poorest villages in India, and, you know, different things. So there's so many people that would appreciate what I'm doing. If we have money, you can sponsor some. Or you can ask someone else to do something. The focus is especially there in the December time because all over the world the focus gets more and more on book distribution. Whether it's part of the year, different people like to distribute different books. But it's a time that really begins with faith. Read the Bhagavad Gita, we will, Krishna will give knowledge. Tesham Satyavirtanam, Vajitam Kritikurvatam, Vidami Bodhi Yogantam, Yenamam Vayanti Tesha. For those who constantly worship me with devotion, I give knowledge that they can come to me. You can't get it any other way. You can't steal it, cheat. Like we can cheat our way through the medical school, maybe. You know, you can't cheat your way through the Bhagavad Gita. You can't learn it by intellectual, you know, brain power. Only by Krishna's mercy, by faith, and completely engaged with faith in the devotional service. Then Krishna, the very dear to Krishna, and all this about in this chapter tells all these things in the spirit of Krishna. And it's interesting, and we find these same things spread out through the Bhagavad Gita in many, many places. One verse here and there. Equal in happiness and distress, equal in fame and infamy, right? Equal in honor and dishonor. Those are dualities. In the mature world, everyone is going on dualities. Right? Rich, poor, beautiful, ugly, fat, thin, strong, weak, right? Famous, infamous. You know, everyone is trying to be one duality and not be another, whatever it is. Usually we're very controlled, and if we're insulted, then we don't like it. And if we're praised, we like it. But Krishna's saying it should be equal. And honor and blame. Praise and blame. Honor and dishonor. How can you do that unless you know that it's actually Krishna in the heart of whoever we be and whoever's treating us in some way? It's actually Krishna trying to help us to remember him and act properly. So it's automatic in the mature world that sometimes we learn that very quickly if we just go to distribute books. One person will tell you, oh, it's so wonderful that you're doing those things. It's great, you must be so much compassionate on this, it's wonderful. The next person will call the police and say, this guy threatened to kill me, and his name is a demon, and he knows that the devil will be an American Christian. So devotees have to become, not get too excited when somebody praises, and not get too upset when somebody blames. Just take it. This is life. Hot and cold, it comes and goes. Even in Singapore, it's not so terrible. It does come and go. Not like some places in the world, like in Kashmir or something. Even Vrindavan. You know, winter, it's freezing in the morning. Below zero. daytime it gets hot. In the winter, at night again, it's really cold. In some places, it's much more affordable if you're very hot in the summer. It's very extreme. But you can't change that, so you can't get too worried about it. You just have to live with it. You say, okay, this is the way it is. So all these things Krishna lists are very interesting to just go through them and test ourselves. You know, how are we doing? Right? One who neither rejoices or grieves, laments or desires, who renounces inauspicious and auspicious things that are very dear to me. And so chitina consciousness, some observation, no hankering and no lamentation. What is the material all about? What are all the movies about? What are all the songs about? What are all the poetry about? Right? Hankering and lamenting. I lost this, I want that. Right? I want it. There was one rock song, and the singer was saying, I want it, I want it, I want it. And the other guy said, I can't have it. So they understood. Yeah. And how many songs are crying? It's a, I don't know what you call it, an Indian song. You know, in America it's blues, and Japan it's called Inka. Crying over lost love, you know. Lost love. Lost romance. Right? The thrill is gone. You know, it's still here, but there's nothing left. Money's gone. Right? So much. It's a love story about the lost lover. So equal in all these things. No hankering and no lamenting. Very rare. Then equal to friends and enemies. So Krishna said, if my son does something wrong, I'll punish him just like anybody else. And if the enemy does something, I'll reward him. Now normally that won't happen. In fact, our Balaram, before the battle, Balaram was very unhappy about that battle coming up. Because he liked Duryodhana. Duryodhana was such a good disciple of Balaram. Totally submissive. So Balaram told Krishna, you know, you like Arjuna too much. And when you like somebody, you don't care what they do, you like it. And if you don't like somebody, you know, you don't care if they do good or not. That's a general psychological condition. Of course, Krishna is not like that. Balaram can say that. Equal to friends and enemies. Equal poise and honor and dishonor. Not getting all excited if somebody prays. Because the same thing another person may dishonor. The next day, the same person may dishonor. Hot and cold, that comes up over and over again. Obviously, we're all subject to both, right? Air condition, right? But not equally hot. I say in Japan, because the winter gets below zero and the summer gets hot. So in the temple room, in the summer, if it gets up to 28 or 29, they have to have air condition. But in the winter, when it goes down to 15, they put the heater up to 28 or 29. And you want it. So and it's all, you know, relative. She throws me a ship and you can die. Then I have to fall down. So, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, no bad association, satisfied with anything. Doesn't care for any particular residence, and engage in devotional service. Doesn't mean we can't have a residence, but not like I was just in India and all the signboards are for the new class. Right? Happiness. Move in here and be happy. In Pune, one of the towers is called Euphoria. Anybody know what that means? Somebody must know because they named the tower. Anybody know? Euphoria? Yeah, just completely, you know, blissed out and crazy and happy about and it says beyond ecstasy. And they all had names like that. Everywhere. Calcutta, and you know, in the big house we have. Open Coca-Cola we have. Open happiness. Open the Bhagavad Gita and be happy. That's much more true. We're trying to tell everybody that. We want to tell everybody. We want to exhibit that and show everybody. This will really make you happy. The big house may make you happy for a little while. New car, green car. But then it breaks down. Somebody steals it. Right? And somebody scratches it. These things are temporary, not really real happiness. The marriage is supposed to make yourself happy. The Kobe thinks is eternal happiness. Can be eternal. Only connection with Krishna can be eternal. Because Krishna is eternal, the soul is eternal. Anything in the material. We have to be satisfied with what we're getting. Yes, it's child out of the sun to the stone, whatever comes automatically, because according to our karma, we can only get so much. Someone will get so much, someone won't, even though they're doing the same work, same education. Someone will always, you know, be successful, someone will see. Devotional service is not under karma, it's transcendental. So we want everybody to. How many would like to start this chat? One chapter. I'll find out tonight, like the web page, so if you want to sign up, you know, there's a good association. How many? Okay. It's very nice, and if for preaching, you know, if. The more we are reading the Bible, the more we're going to be able to talk about it. The more we're going to be able to feel the ecstasy of the Bhagavad Gita and inspire it. And as we read it again and again, we start to remember the slokas and whatever we counteract in the material world. You know, it reminds us of the Bhagavad Gita. You know, how would Krishna, what would Krishna want me to do? Oh, Krishna, you know, what is Krishna telling us? He's telling us to be equal. So many verses all through the Gita talk about this. Right in the beginning of chapter 2 with Madhva's Parshas. Shintoshvasudha, happiness in its past, hot and cold. It's all a mental condition. In Singapore, we might not see so much, but if you go to Mayapur, or Pranimatai, at Mangalarti, you see some devotee that came from Kerala or something, or, you know, and there got the winter jacket on, pants, hat, you know. And then the devotee that came from Siberia or someplace that's like got an ice pack on his head, just can't tolerate the heat. But they're right next to each other. The temperature is so much different. You put the thermometer, you kind of find out. Wow, it's so cold over here, and right here it's so hot. No. It's just in the mind, you know, how you perceive it. The happiness and distress. Of course, if it's cold and our body feels cold, we should do something wrong. Take care of it. But we can't change the world. We have to change our own self. We understand, okay. If we perceive happiness and we're looking and understanding Krishna's everywhere and Krishna's doing everything for our own best interest, whatever's happening, whether it's honor or dishonor, whether it's success or failure, victory and defeat. How many, if we went through the Bible and looked for all those things, right? So many. And then if you just think about it, like I said, rich, poor, fat, and you know, everybody's caught up in this. Beautiful, ugly, black, white. It doesn't look like it wants to, but skin lightener is so popular. With the Bollywood, they all use it. Right? They look like blue shirt. The advertising on the television. In Africa, they promote these skin lighteners a lot. And in Australia, they say suntan is bliss. Getting dark skin. Lay on the beach all day, get skin cancer, but get dark skin. It will be beautiful. But the Africans want to get white. And some of the women that are poor, they do terrible things to try to get light. And they burn their skin. The rich ones can afford all the special things. And Michael Jackson can afford it. I don't know what you do. Completely changed. Not happy in the body. But we can't, we're in the body. We got, Krishna gave us this body, it's what we wanted. We should just make the best use of it. Prabhupada said, you make the best use of a bad bargain. This is what we ordered, you know. This is what we wanted. We got exactly what we wanted. We got birth according to all our karma and our desires. So this, it's a, what is it meant for? It's just, why are we in the human form of life? It's simply to preach the glories of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, chanting the holy name, and giving it, preaching it, sharing it, not just, you know, doing a little bhajan. Really, seriously, every day, one chapter, even more, sometimes you get carried away. And, you know, a few chapters are like this one, only 20 verses. This one is especially nice. Chapter 7 is especially. Actually, Prabhupada says the middle six chapters are the most important. Because they're actually about Krishna and about the Lord. So, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. He said it's like a sandwich. The last six and the first six are like the bread. The middle six is like the whatever you put in the middle. What do we put in the cheese and tomatoes or something? Or lettuce, you know, something nice. Nobody goes and just says, give me the bread. So the Bhagavad Gita then. It's all Krishna and it's all nectar, and bhakti is mentioned everywhere. But especially in these six chapters, very clearly, Krishna, Krishna, Ma, 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 Om Sarvasya Prabhupada. People ask me in India all the time, where are you from? I say, Om Sarvasya Krishna. Same as you. Right? Otherwise, you'd say, where is your body from? Right? And say, where are you from? Where is your body? Where were you born? One television guy in Africa, he said, where were you born? I said, well, in this life I was born. He said, oh, you believe in reincarnation. So that was a very good way to bring it up. In this life, I don't know the previous life. Maybe some astrologer can tell me something. You don't know what I can do. The next life I was could be in. Even when Brahma is praying, at least let me be in the house of the holy human if I become unconscious. And that's what Brahma, so we should, we don't know, but we should want to be somehow able to be in the same Krishna and become associated with the way it Krishna is telling everything, everywhere in the Bhagavad Gita. So please take this up. How many again are going to do any more besides the Dhyana? Everybody look around. Wow, it's a big increase. Look around and see who else is doing it. Think, oh, I can do that also. If he can do it, I'll get it. All right, so it's very important. And the Gita Jayanti is coming in this 14th day. It's 14/28. So get ready, make some preparation, stock up on some books. Hopefully they're around. We have 2,500 books in Bali. I said we want to sell all of them. We have Bhagavad Gita in that language. There's many different ways. In India, and probably in Singapore, in the big hotels, you find God's Bibles. What is in America and England are really getting into the campaign of putting Bhagavad Gita in the hotels. many people this time. Sometimes our church environment is one of the aliens, but otherwise people will sponsor and they put one of the Roman people very well. They will get you home. You have to give extra ones that you want to have. One way or another, think of at least distribute one bun. Who can distribute one bun? At least one bun would give them every week. All you have to do is buy one and do wrap it up for the guys. Merry Christmas. Christmas is coming. Early Christmas, but I heard they're already decorating where to go. Because they want to get people to buy more presents to start the year. There's not much religion in it. It's just a business. Get presents. My father used to get in business, get presents. I always wanted it was a bottle of whiskey. His family drive around and just drew him. And the people would be looking to give him a nice thing and they give the bottle of whiskey back. And they give New Year's presents. So the farmers first try to promote Christmas. Get people in the shop. Wrap up and decorate it. It's really, and it's supposed to be a religious time. Honoring the appearance of Jesus Christ. Most people don't even know what it is. So any questions on Bhagavad Gita? Any questions? Except for faith. Anybody can remember the verse again? Thank you. Today through Dharma we come. Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Bhadaskirtana Dasya Vandana, many different ways to serve Krishna. So one engages according to his propensities, and by the order of the spiritual master guides us. So when we're pleasing the spiritual master, then we can be pleased. We know we're pleasing Krishna. We're pleasing the devotees. Serving devotees is very pleasing as far as an activity. Most pleasing. And there's so many devotees. Of course, the Mahabharata sees everyone as a devotee. But we may discriminate when we see, okay, this is a devotee. This is a demon. This is an innocent person. We make up a devotee. This is a devotee. We'll work together to serve as a chant. Be the temple, make a temple, make a program. So many things you can do. Looking for intimate service. Radharani, right? She's the best cook. It's not like some low class cook. In the material world, a cook is, you know, people like the big chef, but it's usually, you know, not that. In the back, the cook is a very intimate service. Gadadhar Pandit was a great cook. Radhanath Bhattar was one of them. Tiny little people want to eat Sanchi Mata. So, when you're cooking, it's very intimate service. It's meant for Krishna's pleasure. So, we're going to learn from these people that they cook and how they offer to the world. Distributed, reading the book of sermons, studying the Bhagavad Gita, worshiping with intelligence. If you have intelligence, anybody have any intelligence? You don't know what to do with it. Right? That's what you should do with it. Study the Bhagavad Gita. Don't just study the newspaper. There's so many things that people misuse in intelligence. Learning so many things, studying the cricket scores, knowing all the players, and all their whatever they do. People study all kinds of things. But they're finding out now, young people like in American Europe, they can hardly spell properly. But they might know all the songs that Michael Jackson ever sang. They know something, but what is the use of that? We should learn Bhagavad Gita. I saw one guy, he was Indian, he was the world's champion memorizer. He had memorized, you know, pi, point, he had memorized it down to so many thousands of so, what is the use of that? But his father had memorized the Mahabharata, not mine. That's more valuable. Yeah, if you're going to use your memory, just memorize a lot of those different numbers. Memorize all the presidents of something, all the wars that used to be. People know so many things. They have a signboard outside the airport. Einstein and says, I don't need to know everything. I just don't. I just have to know where I can look it up. So we can look it up in the Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. Just read it. And our Bhagavad Gita has this index, you know, so you can just look up something and find the reference. I met one guy who was distributing books and he was very lusty and he said, I just want to buy sex, sex, sex. I said, oh, this book has so much about sex. I showed an index and I didn't know what he got when he read it. He wasn't what he was expecting. There's a lot of information there, but it really is. You know, what this computer is all. And that people want to know, they want to enjoy, they want to touch it. And they're trying to squeeze it out of the interior energy of the Coca-Cola. Open happiness. Happiness for the dentist as the teeth look bad. Happiness for the people selling it because it's addictive. Not happiness. No material possession will make you emotionally happy. No amount of fame, praise, honor will make you really happy. In fact, some people that get the most honor and praise and they're the most beautiful.
How to give charity, how to get your
everything is covered. But when I'm in Maharaya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And that's the Mahayoga teaching. No other yogi in Kali Yuga has much effect without that. We do a lot of other things, but without the Mahayoga, it's just a show. With the Mahayoga Vida and with the Mahayoga Vida, there's so many things. Don't need them. But we need them to keep us engaged. So we become more careful. She probably does the court in this channel. At least 15 albums. Also the preaching. Any other person? Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, why is this question? In the fourth chapter, Arjuna asked that, how is it that you know so much and you are telling me? And then Lord answered that from this is the knowledge that I spoke to Vivashwan, the Sun God, and the knowledge was lost. And that is why I am again telling you so that to revive the knowledge. So one of my friend asked me that if the knowledge was lost and it is directly told by Krishna and Arjuna. So Krishna is creating a new parampara, he is starting a new parampara from there. And in the parampara system that we see, we don't find Arjuna there. So
right. Well, in the first place, it doesn't say it was lost. You should read every word. It says, Yoga Nashta, or Antapa, which means scattered. And in the translation, it says, appears to be lost. Succession was broken. It's never really lost. Somebody's keeping it. So Arjuna was a kshatriya. He wasn't, was in the line of gurus. So in the parampara that we have, there were thousands of gurus and teachers and acharyas. They'd all get listed under the major acharyas. From Vyasadeva to Madhvacharya, how many years ago? 4,000 years. Madhvacharya was like 1,000 years ago. So there's nothing in between. But there were many, many people that appeared to be lost. It wasn't like in my body, because there are different things within. Madhvacharya revived it, so his name is not that nobody had it. So we should be like Arjuna, students like Arjuna. He wasn't a teacher. He didn't have disciples.
This has been quite there for a long time. I see that the Prabhupada's purports and fucking Bhagavad Gita, if you especially see Dhyana Yoga chapter, in Dhyana Yoga chapter,
Dhyana.
Sixth chapter. Yeah. So there is slokas like Krishna mentions about how you meet. He says that a yogi should sit on a good kusha grass and meditate on the tip of his nose. And it's completely technical about Dhyana Yoga. But when we read the Prabhupada's purports, we see that Prabhupada you know, he mostly mentions about Bhakti Yoga. He said that, you know, the best yogis are, you know, should perform devotional service. So in no way he relates to what the technical aspects of Dhyan Yoga or things like that. So he, many other places in Bhagavad Gita is explaining like this. So does it mean that he wants to completely hide the technicalities of other process, or is it the Prabhupada's?
It just means that he sticks to the conclusion, yoginam api sarvesham. It may have shut a bond, but some may have to hold it. That's the conclusion. Chapter 6, or the first 6 chapters, and right after that, it's the verse that Prabhupada spoke on more than any other single verse. My asset, Tama, and Prabhupada, and the meaning of some of them are Tadhi Asyasi, Shri. My asset, Tama, means becoming very attached to others. And I'm part of Tama. Yogam Yunjan Manasya. Self-realization, practicing the consciousness of being, my asha, taking shelter of me, the samsayam without any doubt, how you can get this without doubt, to practice samagram. Samagram means completely without doubt. That sounds pretty good, right? So that's a very exalted verse. Right before that is the best yogi is the that's what Krishna says. Prabhupada's not saying it. He's saying what Krishna said. Krishna covers everything. Because different people are at different levels. If they want to really get into all the details of pranayama and you know, asana, they can find his guru at that stage now. But without the Krishna, then you can know Krishna free from doubt. And Arjuna said earlier, doubts are like demons. You can annihilate these doubts. Doubts are very sweet. We have doubts. I'm not sure about that. Maybe you know, some people have so much doubts and they want everyone else to doubt. Put it all over the internet, academic, Come on, Krishna. So many devotees came to him and said they wanted to go and study in academic. He said, don't. You know, the academic mood is all doubting. It's not for just any devotee. You know, angels, those kind of people, they have no faith. They mean nobody would need it backwards and forward. Upside down, you know, they can recite it in their sleep, but they have no faith in these things. So I use this. They just know creatures are like this. One devotee I know, he's an academic, he's very intelligent. So he's really trying to promote Bhagavad Gita as a philosophical change. The academics think it's just ridiculous. It's not philosophical. So he's presented many, many papers, and people are quite impressed. So he has a collection of different Bhagavad Gita. Some of them are not too bad and common. One of them, the guy who's a Sanskrit scholar, he calculated by studying the Sanskrit that it's spoken by 3 different people. Because it's different, you know, different ways of Sanskrit is, different topics. So he divided it into 3 different people actually spoke, but not one of Krishna. He just put the name of Krishna on it. Better watch out. We want to engage Aslan Sayam Sangrama completely without doubt. Right? It's over and over again, with faith, completely. If we know that's the goal and we want it, even if we can't do it, the prayer to Krishna, please, someday let me break out of this. We have this really and not just raise some incense and make an audience to give you, you know, some flowers, but really give them everything. We want to give, like his church around that method, one of the churches. They have these wise sayings on the wall. One time it said, melt me, mold me, use me. That is a very good. You know, like you take some wax and you melt it and then use me. So they're asking God, take me, you know, do whatever you want with me. Whether they're really ready to do that, that's another thing. But we should be wanting to come to that. Whatever he's giving us, that's the best thing. Just keep using it. Whatever he gives you. Gives you billions, if he gives you nothing, he's not going to say be happy with him. Be happy that Krishna's letting you think of him. Okay, so Kirtan?
Yes, sir.
Stand up.